I'm joined in the studio with Murray State University President Dr. Bob Jackson. Thank you so much for joining us today. Sure. It's an exciting time in the spring, nearing the end of the spring semester with commencement just ahead. How many are graduating this spring?
Matt, it is a big week, and it's an exciting week, and it's one of those weeks we look forward to in the course of an academic year. And so on Saturday, we'll have about 1,400 students graduating from Murray State University. So it will be an exciting weekend, and it's an exciting time here.
Looking ahead to next fall, what are we seeing in enrollment projections?
We're obviously looking at all of our enrollment information on a daily basis, and we have been really since last August. Probably the best metric we look at right now are Summer O registrations, summer orientation registrations. So those are up over last year by 10-15% amount. So we're very encouraged by that. And a couple of our Summer O sessions have now been filled. So we have closed two early June sessions, and so students who have not come to a summer orientation at this point in time will be able to register for the later June sessions as we approach those days ahead.
We're hearing some talk of Murray State potentially outsourcing custodial and groundskeeping staff. When will this happen, and why is this being considered? Is it being considered?
The overarching issue in regard to this topic is the state pension system and the KERS pension system that I've talked about on this station, as well as many other stops across the Commonwealth. And I was in a meeting in Frankfurt last week with other university presidents and the governor and others in regard to pension reform, calling a special session to deal with pensions. And something must be done with the KERS pension system in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It impacts all but two state universities. So whether it's Western Kentucky University, Morehead Northern, or Murray State, it impacts us. And so anything that's happening with KERS is going to impact other things on campus, how we manage things, whether it's outsourcing or otherwise. So all of those options must be looked at, and they will be looked at in the weeks ahead.
You talk about pensions. You and other regional university presidents have endorsed Governor Matt Bevin's pension proposal. Why is this bill important for Murray State?
Well, it does a few things, one of which is, and it deals with the last question you asked me in regard to the options that we must look at. Our current KERS pension rate is 49%. So that means every dollar of salary that we pay on behalf of an employee in the KERS plan, we're paying 49 cents of that into the pension system. If reform doesn't occur in some form or fashion by July 1, that rate goes to 84%. So for every dollar that we pay out in salaries for those in the KERS system, 84 cents will be sent to the pension system. It's unsustainable. It's unmanageable. From a monetary standpoint, it's $4.5 million that changed from 49 to 84%. So it causes us to have to look at all options on this campus so we protect and preserve our teaching and learning component for our students.
We've heard the bill freezes the contribution rates until reforms are enacted. So can you just help us understand what are the rates and the dollar figures for Murray State in this aspect? Is this the 84%?
Right. So it would freeze this current bill that's being proposed, and a special session will have to be called, and the legislature will have to pass it, and the governor will have to sign it before it becomes law, would freeze the rates at 49%. And they would not go to 84% for 1 year. So you've got 1 year. A one-year window to make a decision. And so this bill would also allow options for each of the universities to get out of the KERS system in some form or fashion, or stay in the system and potentially pay that 84% going forward, or a larger amount possibly going forward. So we're looking at all those components very closely of what that means, and there's different mechanisms in this bill to allow a university to get out of the system over a period of time, a lump sum payment. I mean, it's millions of dollars to each university that we have to evaluate very closely in making that decision of do we stay in or do we leave that system.
So here we are today. What will Murray State do and why?
Well, it depends on what happens in regard to the legislature and the governor. So once the special session is called, they'll address the bill. Hopefully they'll pass a bill. that is like what's been introduced or will be introduced or something very similar, and we'll be able to have that one-year window to look at what decisions do we make going forward. We will seek some outside help in regard to that actuarial analysis of what we actually owe the system and how we would pay that back over a period of time, and then how does it impact the operations of Murray State University.
So in that one-year window, that's when there would be some analysis and a determination made on whether Murray State would buy its way out with a lump sum or pay off debt in installments over 30 years?
Exactly.
The bill encourages employers to force employees out of the state retirement plan into plans that are said to be less generous. What would that process entail here?
Well, again, it depends on what is ultimately passed. Mm. And so we're speculating in regard to what may or may not be passed. But if the proposed bill that we've reviewed passes, then there would be a freeze of individuals in the current KERS plan, and it would place some of those individuals, possibly all, that part is still unclear, into a separate and different type of optional retirement plan, which we have in place now at Murray State University. For faculty, administrative staff, we have a different pension system in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, but those individuals also get a choice of this optional retirement plan, which would work very much in the same way.
The co-signed letter says that a failure to provide pension relief would result in, quote, disastrous consequences for our students and employees. What are those disastrous consequences for Murray State?
Well, again, the 49% rate and going to 84% is $4.5 million just for Murray State University. So if you look at our peer institutions in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, you're talking about millions of dollars that will recur going forward. It's unsustainable. We cannot keep cutting our budgets at universities, which are set aside in large part for the teaching and learning component, what we should be doing as a university, and taking a great percentage of that and simply putting it in the pension system. It's unsustainable, it doesn't make sense, and it cannot continue.
Where we are now, we'll have to wait and see what happens in the special session, if one is called, and then there would be essentially a year window to look at the options and figure out how to proceed.
There's different triggers in the bill that we would be getting actuarial analysis, then we would make decisions. Our board ultimately would have to pass some type of action in regard to this, and obviously the administration would be making a recommendation. So there's a lot of different steps in regard to this process.
It's complicated.
It's extremely complicated.
Looking at some other things going on campus, there's a new health services partnership. Can you describe what this is?
Yes, as of last week, we announced a new partnership with Primary Care Medical Center. So we're very pleased with that. They will be going into Wells Hall with a new clinic to serve our students and our faculty and staff. So Primary Care Medical Center has a large presence already in Murray, and so we're grateful to them for, you know, reaching out through RFP process in regard to opening this clinic. So we think that we'll serve our campus community quite well.
People walking through campus are seeing some construction work underway, perhaps notably the raising of Woods Hall. What is the timeline for this demolition and some other projects going on?
The actual raising of Woods Hall will occur literally in the next few weeks. It will take, you know, a couple of weeks to take that building down, and that corner of property will be turned into a green space, a park-like setting, and we're going to recommend to our Board of Regents Woods Park in honor of Dr. Woods, our longest-serving president, Murray State University. So I think it will enhance campus to have green space there. We're working very hard to preserve all of the large old trees on that property, so that park-like setting will be maintained there.
And some other projects going on this summer?
There's a number of projects. It's going to be a very, very busy summer at Murray State. You know, we're renovating a number of places in the Kerr Center for both the new Starbucks operation as well as the new Chick-fil-A restaurant that will be located in the Kerr Center. The parking lot of the Kerr Center will be completely redone and revamped. And then we have projects going on in Blackburn and a number of other buildings, including Waterfield Library, where Einstein's Bagels and will be located, as well as a major renovation project will be going on in Waterfield as well in regard to the HVAC system, as well as other projects in Waterfield. So there's a lot going on campus.
Murray State will have a refreshed look for a new semester in the fall.
Absolutely, and as I walked over here a few minutes ago, there's a number of folks out working on campus, and campus looks very good, and I'm very pleased. And I want to thank all of our folks who work very hard each and every day on, you know, the look of campus and making sure it's looks like it needs to look for our guests and visitors and our students and our faculty and staff. So I'm very pleased with that.
Murray State University President Dr. Bob Jackson, thank you so much for your time.
Matt, thank you.